Hello, hello everyone. Car time with Robbie Page. I'm actually in the car right now, headed to the airport. I don't know where you are when you will listen to this podcast, but I wanted to record this podcast live from my car for a very big reason. I shared this morning my whole entire heart about vision and about elite coaching and what that actually looks like and what it seems like and feels like and tastes like and lives like having your life surrounded by energy, by forward motion, by optimism, by belief, by abundance. And so I shared this morning, you can check it out on my YouTube channel, about a sermon that I sat through on Sunday, and it just literally matched everything that I've said in 2023. Like, it's time that we as women stop living life by ourselves. It's time that we come out from behind the phone. I'm headed to Savannah, Georgia right now because I'm going to confirm all the details of the trip that I'm going to take ladies on. Any ladies are welcome. Drop the pin Savannah 2023 in April. And you guys, whatever you're partnering with, whatever you're agreeing with is what your life will look like. Whether it's lack, poverty, pain, anxiety, gossip, dissension. You don't know what partnering with that has really cost you in life. And so as I was sharing this with Brian, as usual, my most amazing wise husband just started sharing. And so I want you guys to listen to Brian as he shares with you a huge perspective on really being coached, surrounding yourself. So share with these ladies, babe, what you were saying. So profound.
Excuse me. So I just hear the conversations you have with so many of these ladies, whether they're coming into the elite program, they're in the elite program, or where people are at in life. And the reality is so many people are just getting through life and trying to find some normalcy or their element of success and where they want to be. But they know there's so much more, and they don't know what all that is. And so what I was sharing is when people really look back on their lives and to the point they are today, you got to realize what has your life experiences truly cost you? Where a lot of people want to look at what has it made me? There's an element of truth to that. But when you're stuck, you got to look at what has it cost me? And it goes back to whether it was from something spoken over you when you were in second grade or in high school, or a teacher, a coach, a friend, a relative, what you can't do, what you're not going to become. You get out and set yourself out there and you lead people, and a group decides to devour you or put you down or come together against you. Then it just makes you retreat back into this element of life to where you wake up and you know there's got to be more, though you're going through life and it's not bad, but you know there has to be more. So when Robbie and I were talking, I'm like, the investment in elite coach is, what will this investment truly make you when you can unravel some mindsets, you can get around positive groups and people, and you can become and you can learn things that you just haven't learned about the mindset and action and community and group and who you are and what it is and your value, your worth, your everything. And then you become that, and then you go out and you attract that, and you're a part of that. So it's not just what the group and the community and the elite program is, it's what you go and take and do with that. So this isn't a transactional cost and reward. It's okay, if some things in your life have put you in an element that may have cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars that you don't fully even realize, but you look back and go, you know what? I haven't fulfilled my potential, and a lot of it has to do with experiences and words in life. What more could experiences and words in your life change do for you in the next 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years of your life, and more importantly, the legacy of life that you leave behind? And that's the thing about where you look at this whole thing of an investment and being willing to work and open your mind and be tweaked is really and truly, what is this going to make you as a person and make you financially? Because I know, so many people in life, the experiences and the words and the associations and people in life has literally cost them hundreds of thousands of dollars that you don't even realize that
is opportunities and doors opening.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So how much more could it be for the long-term vision of what you're doing? That's the thing I really, you know, it hit me as I hear all these conversations that Robbie has with these ladies and things and where they're at and the excitement they have and just the freedom of their minds to then go out and be and do who they know they truly are is absolutely mind-blowing.
I think that's so profound, because I think something you said too was you don't really know what the pain of your past or the partnering of your past or the partnering of your pain or the agreement of the theology that's been given to you, right? We create our own personal theology by our experience, by our religion, and also by the world. Those three things. And so we don't realize, something you said was, we don't realize an opportunity we could have missed. We don't realize an introduction that may not have happened because of how we sound or how we carry ourselves or our own belief factor, right? And a lot of people want to say, I want to invest in coaching and I need instant results. No, you may not get instant result for 5 minutes, right?
Well, and the other side of that is, not only opportunities that may pass you by that you don't realize, most people no longer set themselves out for opportunities because that small voice in their head that was spoken over them or a situation in the past of, well, I don't want to go through that again because when I do all that, they're ultimately going to come against me. It's going to fail. They told me I was this. They told me I wasn't that. So because of that, it's not only missed like opportunity coming ways, it keeps you from setting yourself out. Call it risk if you want. Like, you got to set yourself out there. You're going to risk it. I mean, such as in life, to do anything, you're going to have to risk. It means that there could be some hurt with that. There could be some pain with that. Some things may not work. But the reality of that, by doing that, is what opens up your destiny and your future and everything that you desire in life. And so I see more so people just kind of find their normalcy in life, but then they know there has to be more. But what is the more? And how do you get there? How do you open that up? Again, you didn't get where you are today overnight.
Right.
You're not going to get where you're going tomorrow. But if you set forth every day with a different mindset and activities and actions and really just beliefs about yourself and the opportunities around you, it becomes amazing what you see and what finds you to open up everything that you want in life.
Y'all see why I wanted to record in the car? I mean, this is some good chat, you guys. And you know, I woke up and I told the Lord this year, I am after women. I am locking arms with women who wake up and who, number one, are willing to realize my theology is jacked. Like, it obviously has brought me to here, right? Where is here? We know when we go in a mall, it says you are here. So what is you are here, your theology, your belief system, your religion, your religious mindset, and the world and what you've bought into has literally framed your whole entire life. And so I said to the Lord, this is my year to lock arms with women who are willing to admit this is not where I thought I was going to be at all. There's more to life and I got to go get it. Like, this is not okay with me. Now, religion may be staring you in the face saying, yeah, but you should be grateful for what you have. At least you're alive. At least you're breathing. If that was true, you wouldn't be frustrated. And so I want to spend my days in 2023 locking arms with women that want to set their soul on fire, with women that want to ignite the power that they already have within them. You already have it within you. Maybe perhaps You just need to surround yourself. Maybe perhaps somebody needs to test your thinking. Maybe perhaps it's just a few different tweaks in a few different things that would radically change your life. So, wanted to share that with you. Car Rides with Brian and Robbie Page. Happy podcast, friends. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.